And let's now consider color. We see color everywhere in nature, but that color is elusive. It's created by light as it reflects off atoms. For man-made color, for paint or lipstick or dye, we need pigment, and that is stunningly hard to create. Color pigments need to be stable, resistant to fading or changing in heat or extreme cold. They need to be non-toxic, something nearly impossible to achieve in some color palettes. And they need to be affordable, which is why there hadn't been a new blue color pigment in 200 years when a scientist in Oregon discovered one by accident. It is stunning. It took his breath away and took the industry by storm. We'll have pictures at herenow.org. The discovery hasn't made Dr. Mas Subramanian rich, but it may. And it has made him a rock star in the world of color, which, by the way, is a very deep world. And now Subramanian is on a quest for a new red, the most elusive pigment of them all. Dr. Subramanian joins us from Oregon State University, where he's a professor of material sciences, and where we understand several years ago you accidentally discovered what you're calling Yinmin blue. Again, it's at herenow.org. As you were looking for computer material?
Yes. In 2009... I received a grant from National Science Foundation to discover exotic materials which can find useful in electronics like computers. So, in fact, the project has nothing to do with discovering a new color pigment.
So you put together three elements, as we understand it, again, to try to find something that was maybe, what, a semiconductor or something that could be used in a computer. You put it in the oven to bake it, pull out this what? I mean, how would you describe what you first saw?
Well, I asked my then graduate student to mix three components. One is yttrium oxide, which is white, indium oxide, which is yellow, and manganese oxide, which is black. So next morning, I was in the lab when he pulled the sample out of the furnace, 2,300 degree Fahrenheit, and I was shocked because all the samples came out vivid blue. In the beginning, I thought he made some mistake. I thought it would be like brown or black. Then I asked him to repeat the experiment and we could again get the blue. Blue is the most difficult color to make. And we found it extremely stable. So that made me really excited. And we find this to be the first new blue pigment in 200 years.
It's been described, and I'm reading in Bloomberg, as so radiant, so fantastic, almost extraterrestrial, the ripest Venusian blueberry, cleaned, polished, and glowing from within. So suddenly you're a sensation in the color world. But let's back up. Talk about why it's so hard to make pigment. We know that much color doesn't exist. We see blue eyes, but there's really no blue in the eyes. It's the way the light reflects. We might see blue in nature, but it's not like you can take a feather that's blue and ground it up and get blue. Talk about why it's so hard to make pigments.
There are only very few blue pigments known to the mankind now. For example, most of the blue you see in nature, like a blue sky, has got no pigment. Of course, it's just a scattering of the light. You think about the blue birds or peacock or morpho butterflies. They don't have an atom of pigment in their wings or in their feathers. You can't make blue easily.
Well, in history, there has been blue made, but it was so expensive. We talk about lapis lazuli from Afghanistan. Michelangelo used some in the Sistine Chapel ceiling. This is during the Renaissance. Prussian blue, which is a synthetic pigment, wasn't discovered until the early 18th century by a German chemist. You have this new blue, first in 200 years. What was it like to suddenly be in the middle of the color pigment world?
That's true. It was something I also didn't think so much about it before I discovered this blue. I always thought all the colors have been discovered because we see all the colors in nature. For 200 years, many companies, many laboratories have been trying to create new blue, which is non-toxic. Cobalt blue is quite durable, but it has got cobalt, which is carcinogen. So it was really unbelievable. So
suddenly you're sort of in a bidding war. You've got all these companies traipsing to you to see if they can use it. HP, the printing company, they wanted to see if it can be converted to an ink. Chanel was looking at it for cosmetics. Merck talked about skincare. Nike, especially since this color that you invented, you try to find all the properties, and one was that it stayed cool longer. And it turns out that blue is America's favorite color, so you land right in the middle of this. You then have to what? Continue testing to make sure it's not poisonous, to find out that it remains vibrant under different heats?
Yeah. As soon as we discovered this blue pigment, I got a call from Shepherd Color Company.
Shepherd Color.
That is in Ohio. Mm-hmm. They called me and said they would like to test our pigments for durability and also the other spectral properties to make sure that it can be used because they manufacture cobalt blue. So they came and they tested for 2 years under various conditions, under the hot sun in Florida, in California, and also in Australia. Finally, they found this pigment does not fade. And it is quite stable. And also they found that this pigment can reflect heat. Mm. So if you paint using our pigment, like a roof or of a car or a roof of the house, it keeps the place cooler.
Right.
And this is the first blue pigment ever made which can reflect heat.
So now in the Shepherd Color Company, which you're working with, they have to go through a different process to submit an application to get on the EPA's Toxic Substances Control Act inventory in order to get approved for applications. But there have been a couple of applications. There's a crayon, Lutiful, inspired by Yinmin. But one of the things you have to deal with is that one of those elements that you mentioned, indium, is really expensive. It's $720 per kilogram. The Shepherd Company is listing your color Yinmin at $1,000 per kilogram?
That's right. Right now, the cost of the Yinmin blue is high because of the indium price. Because indium is used only in few applications now. One is in computer screens. So the availability of the indium is always limited to very pure indium oxide. So there is a lot of interest now in finding a way to get indium materials which are not as high pure as the one required for electronics for the pigment applications.
Yeah.
One more thing, you don't need to have 100% pigment in your paint. You can mix this with other colors or white, for example. Still, it will reflect heat. So you can still have lots of possibilities with this pigment.
But we want to point out, you've made this incredible discovery, and it's something like almost a decade later, you still aren't getting royalties. Or has that changed?
Well, that can change.
But meantime, it's given you this huge name in the world of color, and now you're on to red.
Yep.
But why is red even more elusive than a new blue?
The reason most of the red pigments, which are very stable, they are containing some toxic elements like cadmium. We say cadmium red. It can be a vermilion, which is based on the mercury. And they are, again, toxic. And there are some lead pigments, but again, they're toxic. So there is a race now to find new red, which can replace all this, so it can lead to a $1 billion business. That's what the pigment industry says.
Well, so the race for the red is on. Meantime, how has this changed you? I mean, I imagine you're looking at color everywhere.
You know, I have made several discoveries, from superconductors to dielectrics to catalysis. But this discovery is very special. My wife, who is an artist and also a chemist, she uses all my pigments. And now, every museum she goes, I spend more time there watching all these paintings, which especially has blue. For example, Van Gogh's The Starry Night or Iris's. All those kind of paintings, I go and say, what blue pigment they used here? What can I say? I'm very glad I discovered the Yinmin blue.
Well, so this has opened your eyes in a different way, but it's so interesting that you mentioned Van Gogh, because people speculate that he kind of went crazy, cut off his ear, because of the toxins in the pigments and the colors that he worked with.
It's possible, because there was a lot of lead were used those days in pigments. Hopefully, the future generations can use pigments which are more safer than what they have used before.
Yeah.
So I may or may not become rich with this discovery, but discovery has enriched my life so many ways. As a scientist, my goal is to make the life more safer and also more enjoyable, at the same time more efficient, so that we can all enjoy whatever we want to do.
Well, thank you so much for talking to us about it. Dr. Mas Subramanian, at Oregon State University, a professor of material sciences and the discoverer of Yinmin Blue. And again, we'll have it at herenow.org. It's going to blow you away. Doctor, thank you so much.
Thanks, Robin.